further ado, let's welcome our host, our MC for the evening, our master of ceremonies, Mr. Eastside David McDonald.
Who's ready to rock tonight? Legacy Arsenio Hall Show.
Yeah.
Circa 1992, dog.
Bunch of monkeys up here.
Monkeys, Roy. Easy, with Roy. Arsenio Hall, an African-American.
Easy, Roy.
Racist. Oh. Minus two.
Already, David?
Yes. Yeah, so ready.
Jeez.
Please.
You didn't even start the moment.
It's the Eastside Dave Show. We usually start these shows with a gratuitous talk show monologue. Roy, are you ready for that?
Yes, sir.
Okay, fantastic. Now, we're sad to report that Charo's husband of more than 40 years committed suicide. Autopsy results concluded that he killed himself because he was married to Charo for 40 years. I mean, let's be honest. It's like being married to old Flootsie, for fuck's sake. I mean, that would make me fucking shoot my brains out, too.
I would fuck you good, Daddy.
Oh, yeah, right. That's the thing. That goddamn fucking Puerto Rican accent after 40 fucking years. Where's the gun? Mike Tyson claims that he once tried to pay a zookeeper $10,000 to let him fight a gorilla.
Body blow.
Hey, that's no way to talk about Evander Holyfield, Mike. See, like you, he calls black people monkeys.
I don't know about
He's
that,
David. Racist. You're racist.
Oh.
Andrea.
Oh, God.
Andrea poured herself another gigantic Jameson tonight.
I can see that.
I mean, it's one. At this point, why disguise it in your little coffee thermos? Why not just,
she
you know,
class,
have the whole
dude.
Entire bottle of Jameson sit in front of you at this point? I mean, let's
she
be honest.
It's all about obfuscating the truth. I'm an alcoholic.
I like, you know what? Usage of the word obfuscating on the Eastside Dave Show, plus 2 points, Andrea. That's the biggest vocabulary you will hear tonight. Rumor has it that Armie Hammer is in final talks to take over the role of Batman from Ben Affleck. Armie Hammer's version of Batman will be skilled at fighting crime and removing foot fungus. Not so good, not so bad.
I like
Seriously,
it, David.
Your fucking name is Armie Hammer?
Brilliant.
I mean, what?
Yeah.
If that's a stage name, you voluntarily selected that? And if not a stage name, then get one! Armie Hammer! I think his new name should be Baking Soda, but that's just me. A Golden Girls-themed cruise is setting sail next February. A schedule has been released. At 5 p.m., you will get a free happy hour. At 6 p.m., you'll go through menopause. At 7 p.m., you'll drop dead! I like that one. Not a big reaction.
That's my favorite, David.
Except for those fine elderly folks in tuxedos clapping for me. Drew Barrymore says that she has not been able to successfully date for almost 4 years. Damn. Don't worry, Drew. Bobo hasn't been able to successfully date for 30 years. Still a virgin. Still a fucking virgin as far as I'm concerned, right, Bo?
Yeah.
Bo, mic yourself up, baby. We're not doing this tonight.
Yeah, I am.
Still, no poontang for you, baby. Am I right about that?
Yup.
Never paid for it. I paid for a hooker in England. 1996.
What was the cost back then, David?
£25.
What?
There you go.
British currency. It's wonderful.
What?
Take that, Brexit.
A private jet that Jennifer Aniston and Courtney Cox were taking to Mexico had to make an emergency landing. It was very scary stuff there. Thankfully, nobody died. Apparently, you can survive a plane crash if you have extra Botox and collagen on board. Right?
I like it, Dave.
Orlando Bloom proposed to Katy Perry on Valentine's Day.
Get the hell out
this
of
is
here.
The second biggest mistake that Orlando Bloom has made. Yeah, the really first, watching the Eastside Dave Show. Feels good, you hit my music, baby. Feels nice and good, baby. What you're about Dance is not a radio show. I'm gonna tell you that straight up. Right, Andrew?
Correct.
Am I correct about that, Andrew?
Yes, you are.
Yes, I am.
Yes, you are.
It's not a television show, right, Andrew?
Who would have us on?
Right. Right. Am I right about that, Andrew?
Yes.
Yes. What are we about to experience here, Andrew?
We're about to experience the East Side Dave Show.
Us all to do this number. We're gonna see how much we butcher it for your entertainment. Welcome to the East Side Dave Show.
One, two, three, go.
Talking away, I don't know what to say. I'll say it anyway. Today's another day to find you shying away. I'll be coming for your love, okay? Take on me.
Take on me.
Take me on.
Take on me.
I'll be gone in a day or two. So needless to say, of odds and ends, I'll be stumbling away, slowly learning life is okay. Say after me, it's no better to be safe than sorry. Take on me. In life, just to play my worries away. You're all the things I've got to remember shying away. I'll be coming for you anyway. Take on me.
Dave, wasn't too difficult.
Party, party. I thought I was good, but you did fuck up during the first verse.
Just the first verse?
You did.
Because I could have sworn it was every verse.
Every verse. Roy, I've been saying for a while now that our show, it seems like a perfect fit for Netflix.
Yeah.
And that the one dream of mine would be for this show, the galaxy's greatest program, the East Side Dave Show,
yes.
to Woo! Be on yes. Netflix. Well, it was pointed out, Roy.
What's that, David?
That we made Netflix, dog! We made Netflix! Drew, do you have the picture? I want to thank Gavin Duffy for sending this to me on Facebook Instant Messenger. Here's us... and it's the East Side Dave Show logo and the name of the documentary's alt-right, Age of Rage. Okay, so we made it to Netflix on some sort of I don't know, look into the Aryan Nation. Gavin McGinnis, I suppose, is there.
Yeah, I recognize that guy.
There's Gavin McGinnis and the Eastside Dave Show logo, of course, prominently featured. It was so prominently featured that I actually went back and checked out the documentary.
Did you really?
After this, yes. And it almost looked like they were focusing on the goddamn Irish Cobra, the fucking logo of the Eastside Dave Show, rather than Gavin himself. And then the next scene is like fucking one thing of like some white supremacist after another. Like, I hate all the black people and the Mexicans and the Jew. And I hate them and I hate this person and I hate that person and this person. And I hate them. I hate some man. They call me the black country and they take my jobs.
Yes, it was fun to see that we finally made Netflix.
Could be happy.
Not
David.
So much fun that we were on essentially a KKK special.
Yeah. Any publicity is good publicity.
No.
Aaron, Andrea, 5 points. I almost call her Aria for like the Aryan thing.
Yeah, I'll take it, Dave.
You'll take that. That's got to be a nickname.
She certainly
Aryan
will.
Andrea, yeah. Double A. I can see that in your future. Are you trying to get discharged from the Navy at this point? Is this like your goal? You're going to keep appearing on the Eastside Dave Show doing insane things until they're like, okay,
no,
Andrea,
I mean,
we don't need you.
I can't even imagine what I'd be like if I were trying, Dave.
Oh my
I'm
God.
Just having fun, and it's like, ooh, this is not good.
So we did make Netflix, Roy.
Congratulations,
Isn't
David.
Isn't that exciting?
It certainly is.
Oh, my gosh. So a lot's been going on. It was just Valentine's Day. And our dear Flutzy put up a Valentine's Day poll on Twitter.
Uh-oh.
And I don't know if you have this here, Drew, but happy Valentine's Day, puppy. Who's your Valentine? She then gave a choices of Eastside Dave, Roy, Big A, or herself. Of course, on her Twitter profile, and being that it's 98% men who watch the show, she's going to win.
Well, hold on a second, David.
Then I see myself below Andrew. So the ladies have selected you, Andrew, as better.
Yes.
The one thing that gave me some joy was that I beat Roy harder by 11%. You got destroyed.
I should have voted
in this poll.
On that one, huh, David?
You got destroyed.
Yeah.
That really hurts, David.
And you did. He did send me a text message that said he was hurt by this poll.
This was very, very
and
upsetting.
I think he forgot about it because it was last Wednesday. I got one of the infamous 9 a.m. all caps lock 30 exclamation points.
Oh,
what
no.
the fuck is this?
Oh, no.
Goddamn thing. You were hopping mad about it, right, Buster?
I certainly was. Well, do you know what it feels like to be the ugliest member on the Eastside Dave Show, David?
No, I don't.
Apparently you don't.
Because I'm in third place, Dow.
Exactly right.
I'm in third.
I'll tell you what it feels like, David.
Shite.
It hurts.
It hurts, doesn't it?
Feels...
Rips out your guts.
Damn right it does,
destroys your self-esteem.
Makes me feel ugly.
Kills your self-worth.
Yeah. Yeah.
Maybe you should jump out of the window here. We're on the 9th floor at Compound Media. I mean, we could just easily open that window. You dive right out of it.
Could affect my income too, David.
It might affect... do you have any resentment towards Flutzy?
I certainly do, David.
Wait a second.
Why?
He's got resentment towards Flutzy.
Well, first of all, I didn't want to be included in a goddamn Valentine's Day. You know how I feel about these Valentine's Day things, right, David?
I do. You don't like them.
Apparently,
you don't care
Flutzy
for them. You're
know.
A cold-hearted bastard is
That's
what you
right.
are.
It's a Hallmark holiday, and I don't like
That's
it. I don't
right.
like to be associated with it.
And so she used sort of
holiday
your
of
name.
Love.
She included you in the poll without your permission. You were not...
I was
happy
very,
about this?
I was very upset. Now, things might have been different if I ranked a little higher, to be honest
yeah,
with you.
Of course, you shallow piece of shit.
But still.
Well, why don't you give her a little bit? Because last week, or was it 2 episodes ago, you said that Flutzy's your new arch rival on the Inside Dave Show.
David.
And then after that, she pulls this fucking shit on you.
Yeah, it's a sign of real hatred, David. Real hatred.
Do you want to put her on something?
I'll pop her on that Shiza list.
Shiza! Shiza! You're the one with me! That Roy despises.
I love
That's you, Flutzy. Look at this. You're eating shit in a toilet bowl.
Yeah. With your Valentine's Day candy.
That's you.
That's fucking gross. But I'll tell you this.
Do you have any defense for Roy Harder's
Well, you know
anger?
What, Roy? I
What's
put
that?
Up the poll.
What's
that? I put
Somebody
up,
talking to me, David?
I put up the poll, honestly thinking to myself that I wasn't going to win.
Why wouldn't you win?
Are you kidding me? I'm not
there's
joking.
Only
Are you kidding me? Really?
Besides Sharon and I'll say 6 other women, that's it. who watches these side
but
show,
I, even though I feel like we're female friendly. Versus woman thing.
I think we are the female friendliest show on this network.
I feel like we're female friendly.
Well,
but of course you're followed by dudes. The dudes are gonna choose you. And trust me, I know how these little fucking Twitter nerds work. They think, like, if I vote for Flutie, maybe I'll have a chance that she goes on a date with me.
You know
me.
What? No one asked me out, though.
Well, they're not going to get a chance with me either, David.
Andrew Gold asks you out every single Tuesday at 8:35 p.m. Hey, what are you, too good for him? Your shit don't stink?
I mean...
Yeah, right?
My shit sometimes doesn't stink, actually. I'm just saying, you know.
Can I just interject, David?
Yeah, please interject.
I know for a fact her shit stinks.
Oh! You've got stinky shits.
Yes.
That fall sloppily out of your ass is what Roy just said.
It comes, well,
you have to do at least 27 wipes. And that's why you have a hemorrhoid problem to this day.
No, I don't have any hemorrhoids, number one. Number two, no, I don't have any asshole problems, okay? Mm-hmm. But number three... Mm-hmm.
You got an asshole problem. He's playing the keyboards right now.
Bazinga.
Yo, the best number twos are when you have, like, one wipe and
you're
done.
You're a lady.
You know
we don't
what
need
I'm
to
saying?
Hear the best number
saying.
Twos out of your mouth.
No,
please.
The one and done wipes.
Speaking of Twitter,
it's called a flawless
Big A
victory.
Is trying
flawless
to
victory.
Get Bobo and Jimmy to hate each other, which I appreciate. Andrew.
Yes. Oh, yeah.
You have this one. Both, Bo said, oh, it's Tuesdays. He does one of those little Bo tweets.
Yeah.
And it's like, it's time to rock and roll with the East Side Dave Show. And you got Dave and Roy and Flutie and Big A.
Yeah.
And he left out Jimmy.
No, he did not.
Yes, he did.
And
he
Big
sure
A
did.
Called him out on it.
He
said, Bo's, you forgot Jimmy Blackman. You know he needs attention. Bo then said, no, I didn't. Jimmy needs his own tweet because he's special and we love him.
Oh, what a
just
comeback.
Scroll down for a second.
Yeah, Jimmy's the new Flutie.
Because Big A did not stop there. this was the one that made me laugh. The Big A thing. Bullshit! You forgot! If you didn't, the Jimmy tweet would have been right after the other tweet. Nice save, dickwad! And then Bo's, I'm playing. I hope you're not being serious. Jimmy knows he's left. Always shvink of him when I get Mets give always.
What the hell is that?
Bo, you need to start taking some grammar lessons, some
spell
English
check.
Lessons. What the fuck? Knows he's loved always.
Spell check.
Gahink? What the fuck is that supposed? What kind of Star Wars language are you speaking, broski? What was that?
No, I don't know.
What were you trying to say? Drew, get that tweet back up. I need to examine this fucking thing here. Hold on.
No, in Bo's defense, he was dictating to me.
All right, hold on. Well, and Andrea is always drunk, so double A is onto something there. I'm playing. I hope you're not being serious. Your is spelled incorrectly. It's Y-O-U apostrophe R-E. Not being serious. Jimmy Black knows he's loved always gink. Of him. That's such a Jewy thing to say, by the way, Bo. And you are Jewish.
I made a mistake on that. On
you made
that
a
tweet.
Fucking gigantic mistake. Minus 2 points. Every phone has auto correction and spell check these days. You understand me, Buster?
The yes, iPhone I understand. Fucks you up.
Dude, don't make excuses.
I'm just saying.
It takes two goddamn fucking seconds.
It does.
Flutie, when someone else
you know what? You're
is
right.
in the barrel, don't. Save that. You know what? Roy's right about you. Shiza! Shiza! She's the one that we despise. You're on the Shizer list for saving him.
I told you, David.
You were right.
Wasn't I?
You exposed her.
Wasn't I right,
though,
David?
You exposed her for being the fucking Puerto Rican hussy that she is.
Bullshit! Right, Big A?
Oh, of course.
Hussy!
I prefer floozy. But.
There is something going on, too, in the world of politics.
What's that, David?
Oh, my gosh. Did you hear about this? Bernie Sanders, who I call Bernie Baseball. Bernie Sanders, number 51, center fielder. He has decided to run again for president of the United States of America.
What?
2020, Bernie Sanders. Going at it again.
He's not
now,
gone.
My old thing is this.
Yeah.
One and done. You get one chance.
One
win
chance
or lose,
up back.
You get one chance of being the president.
Yeah.
And if you don't fucking win,
you
we don't like
error?
Repeats in this country.
You gotta
no
be
one
benched.
Likes a goddamn fucking rerun.
That's right.
Try
no one works
to
harder than the East Side Dave Show. We don't show reruns.
Nope.
We don't
no
do
reruns.
Best ofs on this fucking shit, do
no,
we?
Thank you.
Never.
So it's one and the same thing should apply to fucking presidential politics. Am I wrong?
You are not wrong, David. Do we actually have best subs?
No, actually, no.
No, all right.
We haven't garnered enough.
I didn't think we have best of material.
We're working on it. In 3+ years of Compound Media.
They're coming, David. They're coming.
We haven't mustered up an hour and a half for one single best of episode.
I can feel it coming tonight, David. Tonight we're going to have a couple best ofs. You just wait and see.
But someone is here. He's a little boy from outer space, and he wants to give his 2 cents on the Bernie Sanders scenario there. And he comes from a galaxy very far, far away. His name is Shock Jock Robot. Oh, my. He's killing it today. Hi, Shock Jock Robot. Yes. Hello, Shock Jock Robot. How are you? You'd be better if Edward Scissorhands gave me a hand job. Whatever that means. So what do you think of Bernie Sanders running again for the president of America? His Jew ass is more qualified to run for president of misers. Oh, that's... Don't do this today. Don't do this today. What? You know who Bernie's running mate will be? Hyman Roth. Yeah, I get the last part. We don't need to say the last part. You're a bigot. Yes, you are. What? What's that? You're concerned that Bernie Sanders' nose will be assassinated. It's so huge, he says. It's like one of those targets that a helicopter lands on. Okay. The big news, the Jewish stuff. It's anti-Semitic is what... What? Bernie Sanders will be the first president to actively sell diamonds on 45th Street. It's a Jewish stereotype, guys.
I get it.
I'm sure it's 46.
What? Bernie Sanders will make history as the first president who steals towels and soap out of the White House bathroom. Yes. This is really racist. Speaking of White House, huh? They'll have to rename that thing the Kike House. Okay, that's it. Shock Jock Robot, I am not smiling. That's racist, anti-Semitic, and I do not approve. The thoughts and opinions of Shock Jock Robot do not reflect those of the East Side Dave Show. Shock Jock Robot, everybody. That's a very racist statement.
That was especially bad, David.
I know.
Might make the best of real.
What? Nothing is making the best of real. Roy, how the hell are you, pal?
Been busy, David, which makes me nervous. You
know what also is on deck?
Who's that?
Or what's also on tap for this Sunday?
This Sunday, David.
Sunday.
The Oscars.
Oh, the Oscars, the awards ceremony.
The awards ceremony. You got it, Roy. +2 points for you for knowing the easiest thing of all time. Yes, the Oscars are indeed an awards ceremony.
Do you know the first years the Oscars were produced in America, David?
I'll say 1930.
You might be right. I have no idea. I'm just kind of curious if you actually knew the answer to that.
Why do I try to have banter with you? It's a mistake that I make on a weekly basis. It's fucking crazy after a while. You don't know? Does anyone have? Because now, like, I'll be driven insane. Maybe, Drew, could you look that up for a second? Or someone, Hawk? I don't know.
Does it really matter, David?
First year.
Well, because I need to know things. That's how I work.
I know
I get
how you
very
work,
obsessive compulsive.
That's why I like that.
I did tell Roy and I are having a brand new game.
Yes.
Called Backstab the Other One.
That's right.
This started 6 months ago when downstairs at the Compound Media lobby.
Oh, my God.
There was a gigantic parking cone. Oh. And yes, a sign printed out that says, "This door does not work. Use the other one." It's got two doors, yes, the entrance and exit for the Compound Media thing. Roy, I mean, I don't know how he missed this, except you are losing your vision, right? You're kind of going blind.
I am legally blind, David.
Yes. So Roy didn't see the gigantic parking cone, nor the sign. He's pulling back and forth on the fucking door. And you guys know the Indian security guard.
What's his name?
He goes, "What are you fucking doing? What are you fucking doing? You're trying to break the door. Read the fucking sign. like, there's a pocket coming out there. And I'm like this. I can't believe he would do this. I can't believe Roy.
Throws me right under the bus.
I apologize, sir. I'm like, he's on drugs. He's fucked up. And you know what?
And you really fueled his fire.
Yes. The more I kept backstabbing you, the hotter he got. And he just kept berating you for real in front of a lobby full of people. And he's like, I'm like, you should call the police, bro. Call the police on this motherfucker. Because he's ignoring parking cones. He's not reading signs. And he's screaming at that point. Yeah, go right. Fuck you. He literally said fuck you to Roy. That is not.
I forgot about that part.
That is not a joke in any way, shape, or form.
I've never heard him curse.
But, turnabout. No, but Louis tells me to fuck off all the time.
I know, but Andrea, turnabout is fair play.
Yeah.
Because today, almost as a repeat, the identical scenario occurred, only this time in Roy's building downtown.
Yes.
And I'm walking out. They also have two doors. Now, in my defense, there was nary a sign nor a fucking parking cone. I'm a lefty, so the left door I'm trying to pull back and forth, the thing wasn't opening. Now, why I just didn't quickly go to the right door, okay, that's a mystery. But still, I'm doing this. I'm like, what the fuck? Finally, after 15 seconds of acting like a redheaded asshole, I went to the right door. And then there was some fucking black janitor who was outside having a smoke. And Roy fucking backstabbed my goddamn ginger ass.
What the fuck are you doing, man? Can't you read the fucking sign? Use the other goddamn door. And the guy.
And then Roy and this black guy bonded today over how much a dick I was because I was pulling the wrong door. There was no sign. There was no sign.
That was brilliant, Dave.
But it was great how you can find, you can formulate an instant bond with these, like me and the Indian fucking security guard at Compound Media, instantly became best friends. Now I see him every single Tuesday since that incident occurred with Roy. We're like best pals. We're giving each other knucks. We're having a good time. We're talking about what's on each other's playlists.
Yeah, I hide my face when I walk past.
And Roy had the same scenario with this black dude. The black dude smoking a cigarette, like, I don't know what the fuck his problem is,
man. Yeah, man.
He looks hot, man.
Give me one of them cigarettes.
He looks hot. And Roy's like, see, you see what he did?
Yeah, I deal with
this shit. He tried to ruin the building.
I deal with this shit every fucking week, man.
Yeah.
Give me one of them smokes.
So backstab your friend, a new reality game that's played off air, strangely enough, on the East Side Dave Show.
I'm winning, David. Oh, no, it's a tie. It's a tie, isn't it? We're about even now, right? 1-1?
Well, now it's 1-1, pal.
Okay, 1-1.
I will say that you won today. So there you go. Give yourself a little tiny victory stinger. But it's the Oscars, Roy.
Yes, it is.
And every single year during Oscar time, the best film critic comes up. And because, well, Roger Ebert and Gene Siskel are dead, that only leaves Big A, Andrew Gold, to discuss the Oscars right now. And he's got hot takes on the Oscars. There he goes. He's sauntering up like the distinguished film critic that he is. You don't want to fuck with this guy. I'll tell you one thing right now. You're a lot more handsome than Roger Ebert. I mean, you know, after the jaw scenario. Because that was a fucking freak show right there. I mean, I would rather jerk off to the Elephant Man than look at that guy's fucking jawless face. You know what I'm saying, baby?
Of course.
You love me, right, baby?
Of course, Mr. David.
Mr. David. 2 points. See the respect, Flutzy? One day you'll learn. Mr. David.
I'm Spanish.
You don't. By the way, Mr. David's a little formal. You can always call me Mr. Champion.
Okay, Mr. Champion.
Thank you. So you want to talk about the Oscars
of
now?
Course.
I'll just let you.
Of course.
You can just take it away. I'm just going to sit over here.
All right.
This is your time now, Andrew.
My time.
And
to
Andrew's
shine.
Time only.
My time to shine. Hey, it's Big A. Let's talk about the Oscars, assholes. Bohemian Rhapsody has been nominated for Best Picture. I liked it the first time when it was called Philadelphia. What
Hold
do
on.
I know?
Bohemian Rhapsody has been nominated for Best Picture. He liked it the first time when it was called Philadelphia.
Oh.
See where he's going with that?
I'm sorry.
What do I know? Like black people, I can never tell AIDS patients apart.
Oh, okay.
Oh my God.
He's getting confused. Like black people, he can't tell AIDS patients apart.
Oh my God.
Tom Hanks was dying of AIDS in Philadelphia. This is about Freddie Mercury.
Oh, okay.
Different movies. Totally different.
Okay.
Pop quiz.
Yes.
Who sang Another One Bites the Dust? Tom Hanks or Freddie Mercury?
Tom Mercury?
Okay, he's still confused. Tom Mercury. He's still confused. That's okay. Continue on, please.
Speaking of which, Chocolate Panther has also been nominated in Best Picture.
It's Black Panther.
Oh, okay. Took a fuse, I guess. The most amazing superpower that he has is not having his chocolate face melt on the hot African sun. Two dicks up for that.
Okay. The most amazing superpower that the Black Panther has is not having his chocolate face melt while in that hot African sun?
Yes.
So you also get confused about this. We've discussed this before. And again, I think it's important to perhaps pick up a biology book, but that's just the color. That's the pigment of African-American skin. They're not made of actual chocolate. So you don't have to worry about them melting in the sun. Did you say two dicks up for that?
Two dicks up for that, yes.
Like two thumbs.
Yes.
I like it, David.
Okay.
Two dicks up.
Okay.
I like the catch phrase too. Wakanda forever. I'm pretty sure I heard a few blacks yelling that out during the LA riots.
Okay. He likes the slogan of the movie Black Panther. They say Wakanda forever a lot.
Uh-huh.
He's pretty sure that he heard a few blacks yelling that out during the LA riots. This is coming across badly. I just had to deal with Shock Jock Robot, okay, pal?
Right.
Can we... Do you have more, or...
Yes.
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 You have more.
Yes, I do.
Yes, he does.
Christian Bale played Dick Cheney this year.
Christian Bale played Dick Cheney this year?
Yeah. And has gotten a Best Actor nomination for gaining a bunch of weight. Meanwhile, Bubba has put on 25 pounds since 2016. He hasn't earned a shit.
He says Christian Bale got the nomination because he put on a bunch of weight to play Dick Cheney. Bo, meanwhile, has put on 25 pounds in 3 years and hasn't gotten shit. Alright, okay.
What? You got a problem? What I'm saying, Bobo? Nope. Why can't...
You gotta speak in the microphone if you're gonna talk back to him, pal. So,
nope, I'm not.
Thing that we discuss.
I'm not.
Why don't you take the ice cream cone out of your mouth and take it straight up your ass, jabroni?
Okay. Aww. Is this... Why don't you take the ice cream cone out of your mouth and stick it straight up your ass?
Yes.
Big A, everyone! Talking the Oscar. You're what?
I'm not finished. I have more.
You're not finished. You have more.
Yes, I do.
Yes, you do.
Yes, I do.
Wish that wasn't the case. Continue.
Star is Born has been nominated for a bunch of shit. I haven't seen a movie this gay since I attended Brokeback Mountain that the usher jerked me off in the theater.
What the fuck?
Wow.
There's a lot to address with this one. A Star is Born hasn't been nominated for a bunch of shit.
Yes.
It's been nominated for a bunch of Academy Awards.
Bullshit, Academy Awards.
You haven't seen a movie this gay.
Yes.
Since you attended Brokeback Mountain.
Yes.
And let the usher jerk you off in the movie theater.
Of course.
Of course.
Yes. Yes.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes.
You let an usher jerk. I want you to understand that first, this particular message seemed a little homophobic.
Right.
Right. But then you let an usher jerk you off in the movie theater.
Yes.
A male usher.
Yes. Yes.
That's gay. No?
Nothing
wrong with it. But
is that homophobic now?
I'm not saying there's anything wrong with it. I'm saying I'm confused.
Okay.
Where's the movie theater?
Please don't encourage him with those curious type of questions. Don't be curious. Big A! Come on! A round of applause. That's Big A Andrew Gold with his Oscars roundup right here live on East.
I'm not finished yet.
You're not finished.
I'm not finished yet.
You're not finished yet.
Mr. Champion.
Mr. Champion, I do like.
I'm not finished.
Okay.
Roma has.
What?
Roma has been nominated a ton.
Roma has been nominated a ton.
Gotcha. Gypsy
but
movie.
If he never won a Super Bowl, I highly doubt he'll win an Oscar. His Dallas Cowboy ass is more feminine than Lady Gaga.
Oh, I see what's happening here. Okay. He's getting Roma, the movie, confused with Tony Romo, the Dallas Cowboy quarterback. He says that he doubts, if he never won a Super Bowl, he doubts that Tony Romo will win it. First of all, it's Romo.
Okay.
Oh.
Green Book was nominated for Best Picture. But I didn't see it because I can't read.
He didn't see Green Book because he can't read, which you don't need to do when watching movies.
It's a book,
unless
isn't it?
There's no, it's not a book. The name book of the movie is Green Book. You're illiterate still?
Yes.
Yes. You can't read anything.
No.
So if I write this down, you're not going to be able to read it. Okay, great. So now we've just learned Andrew's superhero weakness. Reading. Continue, please.
I can hear radiation, Dave.
Black Klansman by Spike Lee is up for an Oscar.
Black Klansman by Spike Lee is up for an Oscar, Roy.
Oh, nice.
Yes, Best Picture, I believe.
Yeah, that was the funniest movie I've seen since Mississippi Burning.
Okay. It's the funniest movie he's seen since Mississippi Burning.
I haven't seen that one, David.
Where innocent African Americans were murdered by the Klan. Not a comedy!
Oh,
that's
the
point. Chocolate people is not what we call them.
Oh,
we
okay
call them African Americans.
Oh, okay.
And what isn't a comedy, Andrew?
Oh, right. Anyway, this has been Big A at the movies. Until next time, assholes.
Big A, everyone! Big A at the movies.
Big A.
With Big A and Juco.
What the fuck? Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, indeed, baby.
Yeah, there it is. Now I'm awake, David.
Well, Roy, there was a little Mike Francesa meltdown recently.
I heard about this, David.
Where someone was calling up. Bo, grab the microphone. You're having an off day today, Bo. You refuse to grab the mic when you talk to me. Is everything okay, pal?
Everything's okay.
You have more brain damage than usual? Is that what's going on?
No, everything's okay.
Have you been sleeping lately, or are you still on Snapchat sending jerk-off videos to people?
No, I've been sleeping.
What's the deal here? Three fucking separate times, you're speaking out loud like a garbage pail kid, and the microphone's 3 feet away from you.
Everything's been normal.
I love you, Bo.
All right.
Bo, I love you so much.
Normal's good, baby.
Andrew?
Normal?
Oh, please.
Really?
Andrew, I'm trying to comfort him. Come on up here, baby. Because you know what, babe? Are the Mets going to give Jacob DeGrom, the reigning National League Cy Young winner, are they going to give him this new fucking contract already that this fucking guy wants? Or what? Let's do a little sports talk right here on the East Side Dave Show. We'll take this tape and send it to WFAN. God knows they need the help. Fucking CMB. That show sucks dick. Am I right, bro?
Yep.
Am I right, babe?
Yep. Yep, you're right.
Is this what the listeners at WFAN are going to expect? This type of enthusiasm?
I can do this.
You're giving me Roy Harder banter, bro.
I think they're waiting to the last minute to give him a contract.
You're going
to
play hardball with a guy who went out there and won the Cy Young and was the only reason to watch the Mets last year. The only reason to watch the New York Metropolitans was to watch Jacob deGrom pitch. And they're going to fucking play hardball. This is why the Wilpons will never win. They're done, as far as I'm concerned.
Well,
what do you think about that, buddy?
I think somebody needs to do something that'll cause Fred Wilpon to say something racist.
Whoa. Dark!
Easy now.
Dark, bro.
We're compound media here, buddy.
This is compound media, man. We don't do that shit here, broski. What the fuck? Is there something you want to happen to Fred Wilpon? Or his son, Jeff Wilpon? He's equally as much of a nitwit as Fred is.
I want him to be caught saying something
Whoa!
Racist.
Whoa. Time out, buddy.
What if they were, let's say they were both riding bicycles in Central Park, the Wilpons, Fred and Jeff, who own the Mets. Would you what would you want to happen to them, okay?
I would want something that it would cause him to say something racist.
Whoa! Riding a bicycle? That doesn't make sense.
Or maybe they could
change
have
it up a little. Change it up.
Taking pictures in Times Square at 4 in the morning.
Oh!
And get attacked by someone thinking they were taking pictures of them.
So you're taking shots at Anthony? Is that what I'm
No. I'm saying what happened to Anthony happened to them.
You got me, Dave. I'm legally blind, buddy.
No, the story, we all know what happened
to
Anthony.
Yeah, we fucking know.
I want to see the Wilpons respond the same way that
Get off the racism thing, man. This is where we're a kinder, a gentler show.
Well, that's the only way you force owners to lose their team that they own. They say something racist, they're forced to sell the team.
I mean, you got a point there. What if they were in a plane? Right? A private plane, they're flying to Bermuda. What would you like to happen to that plane, Bo?
I would want them to get upset with the server.
Whoa! Right?
You know, get into an argument with the server and call the server an N-word.
The flight attendant? You would want them to get mad at the flight attendant?
And call
Whoa! Dark! And call her the N-word. Don't think that went past me.
Oh my God.
You're really fixated on race tonight. Aren't you? You little fucking Lenny Bruce in a Mets hat? Is that what's going on here? What if the Wilpons were, hiking on the Grand Canyon, you know, close to the edge of the cliff? What would you want to happen to them? Anything?
Accidentally slip.
Whoa! So you're going to push them off a cliff?
No.
Because this is the type of show that I see working at WFAN where Bo threatens to murder the owners of the New York Mets.
I like it, Dave.
Every single Tuesday.
Works for me, buddy.
That's good, baby. Hey, baby.
Yeah.
I got a little friend who wants to talk to you, baby.
Okay.
That'd be me, baby.
Hi, little Davey.
Hi, baby.
How you doing, little Davey?
I'm doing pretty good, baby. How are you?
I'm doing good.
Smell a little shitty tonight. Like a little bit extra shit on your breath. What were we eating today, baby? What did we have for lunch?
I ate a sandwich.
What was the sandwich made of? Feces? On rye?
No.
Doesn't smell good. You ever think about Altoids once in a while?
All right.
I love you so much, baby. Give me a kiss. I don't let bad breath stop our love.
Love you too, little Davey.
Now here's what I want you to do, okay, baby?
Yeah.
I'm gonna give you a gun, okay?
Okay.
And I want you to shoot Fred Wilpon in the head, okay? I want you to murder him, okay? I want you to be holding a copy of Catcher in the Rye when you do it. And you say, I'm your number one fan. Then you fucking blast his head apart, okay, baby?
Okay.
We're good, right?
Yeah.
Then I want you to see Jeff Wilpon, okay, baby?
Okay.
Okay.
And I want you to get in a Cadillac, him in the passenger seat, you in the back seat. I want you to put an ice pick through his neck, okay, baby?
Okay.
Murder him too, okay?
Okay.
Then me and you are gonna take over the New York Mets.
Okay.
And during the kiss cam, this is all Mets fans are gonna see, baby.
Okay.
Faster, slower, baby, come on now.
Whatever.
Whatever? It's very indecisive, babe. This is what people are going to see at City Field during the seventh inning, you know?
Okay.
During the kid.
Okay.
Best friends! Sucking each other's cock, best friends. Like hands on a clock, best friends. Like soda fields, best friends. Eat my chills, best friends. Tick, tick, best friends. I suck your dick, best friends. I love you, baby.
I love you too, little baby.
Now give me my $3,000. When the fuck are you gonna give me my fucking money, you piece of shit? Don't think I fucking forgot about that. You piece of shit. You think you're fucking with somebody here? You're fucking with the wrong motherfucker right here, you fucking piece of shit. You understand me?
Yeah.
Give me my fucking money, baby.
Okay.
Best friends.
All right, so that was nice. So he loves you so much. So let's take that tape to Juga. Can we get that clip and send that over to WFAN as an audition tape, please?
I actually already called and said that you're in.
We got a job, baby! We got a job! I leave all you fuckers behind! My dreams have come true! I don't have to see Roy or Fruitsy!
Although I like Robert. Robert should, you know, and Andrea too. Big A, you're always great. So just Roy and Fruitsy, you guys are out.
Okay, Bo, thank you very much.
Bo, everybody.
We switch one for the other. Here comes Fruitsy! Cookie nosy, Fruitsy, Fruitsy. She snorts the yayo. She gets all fucko. Now she's a cokehead.
How are you, David?
I'm doing fantastic.
Great. Guess what happened?
By the way, before you say something, the name of the game is The Crazy Puerto Rican Woman Plays the Flute. And if you call in this phone number, it's 877-962-6846. If you call in to that phone number and you can guess the name of the movie from which the song is, you win a prize. Does that make sense?
Kind of.
Okay. Guess the movie, okay? That's all. All right. So you were saying something here?
Yeah, I was thinking about, you know, becoming an entrepreneur.
Oh, boy. This is going to be spectacular. You're going to be a drug dealer, I'm assuming?
No. You know, I think that's too risky, right? Like, if I decided to go into selling
drugs. Open your own bodega, maybe? Something like
my
that?
My bodega? Well, you know, that could be good, but the overhead might be too costly.
Okay.
So,
what if you manufacture those really pointy shoes so you can get the cockroaches in the corners?
Why don't you do that?
Are you kidding me?
Roy's on
to that. That was actually brilliant.
You know what, Roy? Let's use that for Shark Tank. I get 50%, dog. You fucking know that. I get 50%, dog. Go ahead.
They can be pesky and they always go to the corners. Mm-hmm. But no, what I was thinking was I could just open up a shop where I sell my underwear.
Your own underwear?
Yeah, like
these are used. These
like,
are Fruitsy used underwear.
So, like, you know what? I want people to tweet me if they would buy my underwear. Like, if I wore a pair of underwear. No, it's a good idea.
You're so happy.
Did you think this through? Or are you making this up as you?
I have
no,
to
I'm being
say.
Serious.
Are you improvising here?
No,
hold
like,
on.
What if I Tweet me. Hold at Flutie. F-L-U-T-E-S-Y. Everybody fucks up the name. I don't know how. Spell check, people. Let's get it together. But
I'm listening to you. I'm just trying to find something because I actually recently, I feel like a hero because behind the scenes, I actually protected you. For
you did.
Jimbo, who we all love because he does a shitload of graphics for the East Side Dave Show. And his graphics are always fantastic. He really is wonderful. Mm-hmm. So all credit to Jimbo. But I asked him to send a couple of graphics and whatnot for the East Side Dave Show. And then he decided to improvise. And what do we know about people who work with and or for the East Side Dave Show?
Right.
When you guys go off script and improvise. Yeah, exactly. Andrew knows. It usually goes poorly.
No improvisation allowed.
So I saved this
picture that I didn't want.
Now the object of the game.
That's ridiculous.
The object.
Why
can I at least tell you what the object of the game was?
Sure.
He had a game called Name That Cumsies.
Name That Cumsies.
You don't want us showing that graphic on the show? Okay.
No.
So
I'm
going to protect her.
However, if you follow me on Twitter,
tell
and I
Jimbo,
will share that photo.
First off, you see, like, let's not use any dicks, any pictures of me, and anything I don't want.
He thought he
let's
was...
just keep it that way.
I still love Jimbo, and he thought he was...
I love
but
him,
sometimes
too.
You gotta rein him in. Remember, this is the guy who did the Super Bowl commercials
Doritos
were flying into the World Trade Center.
Yeah, no, amazing. Amazing job.
And he thought that was a good idea.
Amazing
he literally
job.
He asked me to tweet out the link.
Yeah.
Like, he was like, this is perfectly fine, Dave. And I'm like, because it was when the Doritos asked you, make your own commercial, and it'll get played on the Super Bowl. So it was the first snippet was John F. Kennedy getting his brains blown out. And instead of blood, Doritos were flying from the back of his head. And then the second clip was a Dorito flying into the World Trade Center. It's highly offensive, I'm going to be honest. But I still love
also
Jimbo. He does amazing
but
work.
Funny.
But you do got to edit.
Right.
And his idea was, I'm going to say the name of the game. We're not going to show the graphic, okay? I'm protecting you. But
Thank
the name
you.
Of the game was going to be called... Name the Cumsies, and
which is,
he wanted myself, Roy, Andrew, and Bo. Robert, I don't think he was thinking of you for this particular game, and that's probably a good thing for you, Robert. He wanted us all to individually jerk off into four separate cups. We would then blindfold Flutie.
And then drink
and
the cum?
She would
what are you
get
saying
a small
right now?
Spoonful
no.
of cum
no.
and tell us which person the Cumsies belong
like,
to.
Like, what are you... What kind of fucking theater mind game do you think this is?
That's a fucking straight up
email. I eat a lot of broccoli, so it's going to be fairly obvious.
Oh, my God. Yeah, maybe I should get context beforehand.
I eat Sour Patch Kids. Mine probably tastes delicious. Mine probably tastes like sugar and shit.
It might taste like
serious.
Shit. But
it's either that or mine tastes like diabetes.
Also. Right.
I'll tell you that much. So I did
like
say,
what?
Jimbo, I love. Thank you for all the graphics. I can't. We can't be doing this one. All right, so your entrepreneur job is that you want to... Wear panties.
Well, you know,
sell them.
So
in a store, online,
anywhere.
And I think this is probably this is very feasible.
Very feasible to do. I know.
You do
I heard
realize that
grapevine.
You're objectifying yourself by doing this.
Well,
I have no problem
yeah,
with your
but
body.
You know what? But then I heard that other women are doing it too.
Oh, so yeah, this isn't an idea that you came up with. Who
no,
else is doing
I'm not
this?
Reinventing the wheel.
Who else did this? Is doing this? Do you know?
Who do I know that's doing this?
Is
I don't
Kim
know
Kardashian
if they want to be.
Mostly
she
porn
might
actresses.
What's
mostly
that?
Porn actresses.
Actresses.
Is Jennifer
right?
Lopez actresses. Doing this? Because you're in her ballpark.
You know she. I know, but she has a lot of money.
Yep.
Of course.
And a lot of fame.
I
don't think she's doing
this.
It. And she's married.
If she gets into the dirty underwear selling business, she is. Basically a week away from becoming a cam girl.
I'm a step away, yeah.
You know that
true.
This is on her horizon. And she'll be the worst
Rock
cam
bottom.
Girl in fucking history. Ooh, is this hot, puppy? Is this sexy?
Four tokens, puppy.
Yeah, you,
four tokens, puppy.
What are you wearing?
Four tokens.
I'm wearing something frilly. And giant hula hoop earrings. Well,
just,
I like the
just
idea.
A thought, just a
have
thought.
You thought of getting a website?
No. I don't think I'd have a website. I think it has to be like an under-the-table deal. I don't want to pay taxes on this, you know?
This
is some shit. Like, if I had to pay taxes on selling my underwear...
I say we open up a website right now. You know, Flutie's...
Used.
Flutie's snuffstuff.com. Where people are going to get all dirty
stuff.
And then want to kill you.
I mean...
Well,
Flutzy's snuff stuff. Paul likes that one. Paul, that was the first thing you liked tonight.
Got one cup. Yeah,
Paul woke up, everybody. You know what, Paul? 4 points. Wake it up. Paul likes Flutzy's snuff stuff.com.
Okay, Bo.
Well, just a thought. Yeah.
All right. So, by the way, someone sent me, I believe Wonderbox sent me two songs that could go well for the next 2 weeks of flute songs.
Oh,
so, I'll okay. give them to you after the show.
Sure.
All right. You're going to play the song now? Are we ready to play the song?
Yes.
Are we playing the song? Okay. Go for it.
Okay,
it was well played. I haven't got the foggiest fucking clue.
You got me too, dude.
Really?
I am stumped.
Don't shout it out, but raise your hands if you know the song back there. Andrea? No, Robert. Robert? Do you, is this you think or you kind of know? All right, Robert thinks he has an idea. Bo? Do you think you know this one?
No.
No, you don't know.
Really?
Andrew?
Hmm.
No chance.
No chance.
No
He's
chance.
He's got no chance at this one.
Yeah, all right. Well, it, Dave?
Drew, do you have it? Do you
no,
know it?
Steven knows, though.
Steven does. Oh, wow. All right. This is interesting because you guys, Steve and Robert, are you're probably around the same age.
I thought this was going to be really easy.
I would think. Robert, you're under 30, right? Steve, you're under 30?
Yes, sir.
Okay. That's. Oh, this is interesting. So it's like a generational thing.
Yeah. I'm under 32, okay. David.
All right. You are not under 30.
That yeah, white beard
I don't
gives
even
it away.
Think you're under 60. The way you play. I'm pretty sure Roy's like 61, 62. I think you're fucking 2 weeks away from getting your senior citizen discount card there.
Medicaid card.
All right, who was first, Hawk? Jared or Brady?
We're going with Jared.
If Jared was first.
His
okay.
real name.
Jared?
Hey, guys.
Hey, Jared.
Hi, Jared. Jared, you're calling from Hawaii?
Yes, I am.
This is Jared fantastic.
From Hawaii.
I love it. I love this long-distance phone call. Do you want to hear the song again, Jared?
One more time, por favor.
Right.
One more time for Jared in Hawaii, please. Microphone is on, Hawk. Your goddamn fucking microphone is on!
Hot mic. Hot mic.
Get him off the show, Drew! Get him off the show! Your fucking goddamn... This poor Puerto Rican moron is trying her best to play the fucking flute song!
Get
it all up! I'm sorry, Jared. Do you want to hear it again?
It's okay, baby.
Well, I heard it's it, okay. so... I'm tempted to say it was Dances with Wolves, but I kind of think it sounded like Cavander is Coming from the Twilight Zone.
Oh, God, you're on actually the right track. I can't give you any more clues except for Dances with Wolves featured these kinds of peoples, and this is actually
these
about these kinds of peoples.
Just to continue
you're so,
a little
you're
racism.
On the right track. I want you to win because you're calling from Hawaii. Come
no.
on, baby. I'm going to give you a clue. Dances with Wolves had what kind of peoples?
Peoples?
Indians.
You got it, Jared. This is a cartoon about said peoples.
Pocahontas.
Pocahontas! I had to make him a winner. He deserves it. Jared is a winner tonight on the East Side Nation's out. Jared, you are free to change your Twitter profile to the February 19th, 2019 East Side Dave Show Champion. Hell, change your profile, change your username, change your Instagram, change it all, baby. Change
and tag
all
me.
Your social media to the February 19th, 2019 East Side Dave Show Champion.
Oh,
that's
Jared.
Too, Jared. You're a winner, baby.
You're a winner. Guys. Each and every one.
All right, thank you, bro. Jared, everyone! Well done, Flutzy.
So, I'll let you know how my business turns out.
Well, I actually keep me updated on that one. That's one that I actually want to know about. Mike Francesa
a while ago before Bo rudely interrupted the show. Anything to say about that, Bo?
No.
No, you have nothing to say.
No.
Mike Francesa. What I was going to say is before I just got warped in this psychedelic program.
I know the feeling, Dave.
He was yelling at a caller who was mad about Jacob deGrom, and as a result, he flipped out on this fucking guy.
Oh, no.
Okay. Drew, do we have this one?
Damn. Let's go to the tape.
He's got gray hair, though.
What the agent goes for. He just agreed. He agreed to pay. He agreed to play this year already for $17 million.
Mike, he wants a new contract, and I think there's hard feelings. You're
hey, then why did he take a $17 million contract?
Mike, you don't think, contract you don't think with a T. With
he's getting track. Paid $17 million.
Ah!
You don't think there's a problem with your agent now being your boss?
No, there's no problem.
Mike, sure there is.
Oh, nonsense. Al, we all know what the deal is, Al. He either gets a two-year, he either gets a dollar he can live with, or he stays in the process, which stays in arbitration.
Like a slave?
It's not a complicated.
Like a slave,
it's not a complicated procedure.
Yes, it is. He's using the same strategy that Brody...
Al, there's no strategy.
He's upset.
What's the strategy?
About someone who's not you or your family?
What's the strategy, Al? Al, what's the strategy?
Mike, your agent now is your boss.
So what? It means nothing.
You don't think there's hard feelings?
No, I don't care if there's hard feelings.
No, but there is hard feelings.
No, there's not. Wait a second.
Here come the way of seconds.
What is his right as a player?
Here come the way of seconds.
All you do is bring up nonsense.
You don't say one thing that's concrete.
He's always on the side of the owners.
Why is it bad feelings?
What the fuck is that?
He's exactly following the path that every player is.
He's always on the fucking... And doesn't he realize he's talent? He is the same as Jacob deGrom, a player who is, in other words, talent.
That's right.
Mike does not own WFAN.
Of course
Even though he thinks he does. Why? He goes into this fucking slave owning routine as far. Wait a second, Jacob deGrom, he should play for Cotton as far as I'm concerned. And then him and the rest of the Jacob deGroms, all 30 of them, live in a tiny wooden shack. And if he doesn't get out there and pitch with a smile on his face, I take him back and I whip the shit out of him, okay?
That's enough.
Okay? I just don't need a bunch of Jacob deGroms, you know, rising against me. The whole point is to keep the Jacob deGroms of the world stupid, big-lipped, dumb. And Jacob deGrom all of a sudden wants money. Jacob deGrom, okay, he's lazy. And he probably can't swim. Let's just call it like this. This monkey Jacob deGrom, he's gonna tell me what to do. I'll get a couple guys with a burning cross outside of Jacob deGrom's fucking house. Thank you, Andrea, double A. Arian Andrea is the only one who defends Mike Francesa. Slavery in 2019 is not like slavery in 1859. 1859, pre-Civil War, you know, Custer and Lee and all that. Slavery in 1861, the Jacob deGroms, they started to go against the plantation owners. Next thing you know, wait a second. I'm Mike Francesa. Fuck you, America.
Thank you very much.
I love the sign-off.
Arian Andrea, you are really fitting into your nickname today.
Thank you. I'm doing the best I can. Jeez.
Have you ever seen someone embrace this the way, well, actually, maybe you, Roy. Yeah, you're the only one who's embraced the Nazi beliefs.
Now I have
you know, apologizing and
wait a second, Andrew. Okay, you're
going
to be
so
here. You're going to talk on the microphone. Okay, wait a second, Andrew. And don't you work for the Navy? Okay, Andrew, what do you do? What do you do? You fuck yourself with a periscope on the submarine? Okay?
In general, women are not allowed on submarine, let alone the enlisted race.
Okay, wait a second.
So
that's sexist, okay?
I am a sexist as well as a racist.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Andrea, do you mind we ask you your sexual preference?
I feel like it's the whole thing. As it is to me, I'm straight.
Woo!
Right.
Yeah.
Andrew?
I am as well, David.
Bullshit. Do we have truth or bullshit? Because that's story number one for
bullshit.
When Roy just said I'm straight. I'm
bullshit.
Telling you, man. I've seen some of your outfits before we do the show. What, Andrew?
I noticed a Compound Media sent out a tweet at 8 p.m.
Yes.
Fair one with Tommy Pope and Shane McGillis, and our logo. I sent it up to Drew.
Okay, let's see what's
our
happening
logo
here.
Is being used.
Go ahead,
was,
Drew. What kind of
was,
fucking scandal do we got going here? Who's fucking up now?
It was supposed to be
now?
Tomorrow, 8 p.m.
Who's fucking up here?
It's
Drew,
tomorrow,
thank you, Andrew. Thank you for being the fucking narc that you are, baby. I love a good rat. Now let's
Dave,
see.
I don't know who's behind this, but we're going to get to the bottom of it.
A fucking fair one. With and no disrespect to these guys, but with Tommy J. Pope and Shane McGillis.
Tomorrow, 8 p.m.
Compound Media, starting now. With the East Side fucking Dave Show logo.
Dave.
Who the fuck? What the fuck is this? Who's behind this shit?
Oh, but it's supposed
is
to
this
be.
Is this fucking E-Rock?
Who's fucking up now?
I want to know.
I don't know, but it's supposed to be.
Who's the fucking fuck behind this shit?
He's not doing
that.
Job.
Know that
what kind of
Twitter
fucking
account,
moron
so
who puts
tweets this fucking shit out with our goddamn fucking logo
you
on
know
it?
What? Can I tell you something?
And I swear to God,
can
we
I
got Robert
something?
From Pennsylvania who travels 4 hours in, 4 hours out, and you wouldn't fuck up that tweet, would you, Dogsy?
No.
No, sir.
No, sir.
Tell
me.
I think I have...
Nah, I'm not going to
no,
you.
No, no.
You would fuck everything up in a heartbeat if you were on social media.
Preach,
what,
David,
what
preach.
Heard,
Robert wouldn't fuck that up.
No what way. I heard was that Ali tweets from the compound.
No, right. Ali does not. She,
that's what somebody told me.
Don't even.
Okay,
Roy
never
says
mind.
Don't.
Please
don't talk about
mind.
Ali.
You can't say that.
But can we at least inquire who sent out that stupid-ass fucking tweet?
Yeah, we're going to find out.
Please get on that this mystery.
We're going to find out, and we're going to kill him.
So, yeah.
Or her. Whoever it is. We're going to die. This
April. 4 fucking points, you dog. That's what I like.
Nice.
I love a good threat, Drew. I absolutely do. Andrew, by the way, 4 points for you for doing your little narc job that you're so good at these days.
That'd be helpful.
All right, don't worry about it, Drew. I mean, I would like the answer by the end of the fucking show, though, so I can know who I have to fucking retroactively put on the Scheiser. Okay, Whoa. And don't they better not expect it to be taken off the Scheiser for quite some time, Roy.
Yeah, we'll take it.
Jesus fucking Christ.
That's fucked up, Dave.
Right?
That's really fucked up.
And what you've done is you've angered Roy harder. And now he's in a fucking panic.
I mean, I was in the zone.
You were in the zone the whole goddamn night,
you
bro.
You see how good I was doing the whole fucking show?
The whole fucking night.
I was
you
talking.
You killed the aha song.
I was fucking talking.
You got every goddamn note right.
Yeah, I was
every chord was perfect.
Conversation.
You were conversing with me that there was back and forth.
I was laughing and shit.
You were laughing and shit.
Now it's all gone.
See that?
Now it's fucked.
You
now
fucked him up, man.
Goddamn.
Who's responsible for fucking up my little pal, Roy Hardy's? You're panicking now, bro.
A little nervous. I feel my heart palpitating. I feel like hey, this has got you upset. Now I'm upset, David.
Are you really panicking?
Yeah, I've been under a lot of stress lately, and I'm prone to panic attacks lately, I've noticed. Go
well,
figure.
I got to tell you, sir.
What's that, David? You got something to calm me
down?
It
actually is a perfect segue for a brand new game that we're going to play called Does This Make You Panic?
I want to panic.
This is just a game between Roy and I.
Okay.
Everyone else be quiet. Does this make you panic?
What are you doing, Dave? You got a fucking scissor in your hand. You gonna...
I got a scissor.
Whoa, David, come on. Are you really gonna... You gonna do this on the air?
I'm doing it on the air. Does this make you panic?
Oh, shit.
Come on, Dave.
Faster. Faster.
Dave.
Faster.
Dave, come on.
Panic?
You're gonna hurt yourself,
Dave. Does this make you panic, baby?
Dave, stop.
Does this make you fucking panic?
Dave, please.
Does this make you panic? I'm gonna cut off my fucking ear.
Dave, come on.
Roy, does this make you panic?
Yes, David, I panic.
Oh, Roy wins round one. Very good, Roy, 1-1.
Whew.
Does this make you panic, baby?
Dave, what are you
doing
now?
Does this make you fucking panic?
Dave, come on.
Does this make you panic?
I got a goddamn hammer in your hands, David. David, that's flesh on metal. That's gonna hurt you, David. By the way, the camera missed it. Dave.
Does this make you panic?
Dave, come on. Seriously, we had to talk about this.
Does this make you panic?
Dave, I told you I don't want to do this kind of shit on the fucking air. Dave, Christ almighty, Dave, dude. You really have to fucking do this.
Does this make you panic? Does this make you panic?
Dave, man.
David. Does this make you panic? Does this make you panic? Roy, does this make you fucking panic?
Yes, David, I'm panicked.
Roy's 2-2 to work. Number three. Right.
Seriously, Dave, you got more of this shit?
Oh, shit.
Didn't I specifically say I did not want to do this? David, come on.
Does this make you panic?
David, you know how I feel about the fucking plastic bag, David. You know how I don't like... David?
I'm getting lightheaded, baby. Does this make you panic?
God, David, your lips are turning blue. Now they're fucking green, David.
Does this make you panic, baby?
David, do you still have eyelids in there?
I am. I'm suffocating, nope.
David, you know what I like this.
Does this make you panic?
You don't have a lot of oxygen,
does this make you panic?
David,
this
is
make you panic?
David?
Roy, does this make you panic?
This makes me panic, David!
Three for three tonight!
Oh, my God. David, I'm breaking out in a sweat here. Christ almighty.
What about this, Roy?
What do you got now, David? Come
on. I'm gonna duct tape my fucking mouth, and then I'm gonna deprive myself of oxygen, and I'm gonna fucking kill myself right here.
David! Oh, my God. Jesus fucking Christ, David. What the fuck are you doing? David, this is not the way to fucking... This is not the way to fucking... I don't like this, David. I'm not looking at you. Yes, it makes me fucking panic, David. What are you up to now, David? David? David, please. David, please sit down.
I need a shot back here.
David, I don't like this.
Not yet.
David, what are you doing?
I'm going to jump out the fucking window is what I'm going to fucking do. That's what I'm going to fucking do there, smart guy.
David.
What, does this make you panic?
Don't do it.
Does this make you panic?
Yes, David.
Huh? My fucking foot is out the window,
please.
Huh?
Please,
this make you fucking panic? What if I scream out the... I can't take it anymore in New York. I can't live anymore in New York City.
Down,
does this make you panic?
Yes.
Huh? Does this make you panic? Huh? Does this make you panic? Roy, does this make you panic?
David, I'm panicking.
Hey, Roy's 4-4.
I think it's 5-5, actually, Dave.
5-5?
Yeah, because I can feel my heart beating 5 times as fast as when I started the show.
You're on fire tonight, dog. How about this, though? Does this make you fucking panic?
God damn it, Dave. You know I don't like the rope.
I want to fucking strangle myself tonight.
It's a goddamn
right
cable,
now.
David.
Right fucking
that's
now.
No well, joke, David. Issue. People have died from less.
People does this make you panic?
No, David, not yet, but... Not yet, but you are turning...
Does this make you panic?
Why are your ears turning green?
Does this make you panic? Oh, does this make you panic?
David, no.
Does this make you panic?
Please, David.
Does this make you panic? Does this make you panic?
I don't like this.
Does this make you panic?
Come on.
Does this make you panic?
Please stop, David. Please, David.
Roy, does this make you panic?
Yes, David, it makes me panic!
Oh, my God. I've never seen this game played so well. Of course, we've never played it before. One last one, baby.
Please, David, please. No more, David. Please, I beg of you. This is not...
What the
David.
Fuck?
David, I asked you not to bring out the fucking giant... Blade, whatever the fucking...
Whoa.
Jesus Christ.
This is about as real as it fucking gets.
I know, I saw you cut the green screen about an hour ago.
This is a real deal, so we're right here.
Please, David.
Remember those Japanese things, those people in the World War II?
Yeah, yeah.
Remember what would happen?
Harikari, David.
Harikari.
That's right. And I don't like it.
If they,
David?
Got captured or something.
David, you're my meal ticket. Don't kill yourself, buddy. David, I see blood, David. David, I see blood.
All I gotta do is thrust.
I see.
All I gotta do is thrust.
David,
make you panic.
Don't wiggle the knife.
Make you panic.
Don't wiggle that goddamn
panic.
Make
you panic.
David,
make you panic.
Please, David.
Make you panic.
David.
What is it? Make you panic.
Yes, David, it makes me panic.
Roy Hart! at the championship.
Woo! Oh my gosh, David.
Gonna fucking need some medical attention. I pierced my abdomen
Holy
a little bit.
Shit.
I think it probably
I don't like that
have
bit.
About, you know, 6 minutes until I bleed out and die. Just being honest. But you played it well.
I don't like that bit one bit, David.
Well, that was great, Roy.
You did good, huh? Good thing we rehearsed that.
So how are you doing, though? Are you a little bit pissed off about this Twitter scandal?
Yeah, dude,
I mean,
it's infuriating.
How did this happen?
You tell
how
me.
How the fuck did this happen?
I was under the impression that I was the show's stud.
Starting...
Apparently not.
Why can't some fucking brain-dead moron at least delete the tweet?
Oh, you're talking about the other tweet.
It's
still focused.
Still here.
I'm still focused on me being the ugly Valentine guy.
Drew, can you pull it up to show people
Dave,
that we're
Dave,
not just
Dave, we don't
fucking...
want to send any evil their way, though, right? Like, Shane Gillis is a great comic. He's also from Pennsylvania.
No,
he's
I said
this
nothing
is not a Shane
about
Gillis problem.
Crackle, Shane crackle. Gillis and Tommy Pope.
The guy's a fair one. They're great. There's nothing to do
There's
with
them. There's got nothing to do with them.
Of course
When you're
no.
promoting the show that's on the air, get the fucking right title. But it's like they not only said hashtag a fair one, then they tagged Tommy Pope and tagged Shane McGillis. What the fuck is going on over there?
This is why I don't tweet, David.
And then weirdly enough, they have our logo.
Yeah.
So, like, if they were getting their show right, they would have fucked their show up with our logo. And then if they're getting trying to do our show, they have the right logo and the wrong fucking people
Everybody
and the wrong
wants
goddamn
to be
name
part
of the
show.
Inside
Dave show.
Right.
Dave.
Yes, Andrew.
That tweet is supposed to be... tomorrow at 8 p.m.
Is that what's... And who sent it out? Eric?
The only thing messed up is our logo.
Is this one of those automated
and
tweets?
Also, it's wrong it's day and our logo.
Yeah, well, I mean, any way you slice it,
yeah.
the goddamn fucking thing would have been wrong. Because
right.
if it was tomorrow, then they would have gotten the wrong logo on their show. So then they would be pissed off. In fact, I'm sure that they are going to be pissed off. Both shows
ours.
Are essentially fucked over by this.
Totally.
I'm not going to make a big deal about
yeah.
it. But I mean, what the fuck?
You know, sometimes it's cookies.
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 Somebody's on drugs.
Well, Jesus Christ,
as
man.
The
get
computer
together,
cookies.
Together,
they
man.
Fuck everything up on you.
I fucking come 2 hours from Jersey for this. All I'm asking is for the tweets to be fucking accurate. Thank you.
I thought
Jesus
you were going to say
I wake up
hours.
At 4 a.m. for fuck's sake, and I'm just asking for the tweets to be motherfucking accurate.
Yeah.
And you know what, Robert? I'm going to pitch you to be the new social media director. Okay, that's what I'm going to do. Okay, you look great tonight.
Thank you.
No cookies. Stay away from the fucking
Don't
cookies.
Don't eat any more fucking cookies,
and
Robert. I don't know what kind of anti-cookie rant Roy is on
it's
right
computer
now.
Computer cookies, David. Fuck everything up, man.
Oh, I see.
Yeah.
And you're wearing a nice Philadelphia Sixers shirt. Who will stand up for? Who is that?
Jimmy Butler.
Jimmy Butler. Wow. I mean, he literally got to the team like 2 weeks ago, and you're all in with a Jimmy Butler jersey this quick.
He's probably gonna leave at the end of the season.
That's what
so
I'm saying.
We gotta enjoy him while I can.
No, you gotta save you could, that investment. You should have got the Ben Simmons.
Then you could sell the shirt on Flutie's website.
My cut my panty
worn.
Website.
Robert will make all of 2 cents for selling Robert Hughes jerseys. Robert Hughes game jerseys is about the best thing ever. Holy shit.
I'll take 10% though.
So you're gonna take 0.00002% of this fucking
You never know. What if it's a hit? What if it goes viral?
All right, fine.
You know? Gotta make money.
Well, I got to tell yes, Roy, did you want to say something?
Not at all, Dave. I'm still fuming, buddy.
You were looking, you're still angry
something.
About the Twitter thing?
Yeah.
Can we just have the tweet deleted? What is wrong with these people?
Why is it
I'm
still up?
Yeah, I'm talking to everybody right now.
Just delete the fucking tweet!
It could be cash,
God
David.
God damn it!
It could be cash.
The thing that makes not us.
Sometimes the cash.
The network looks stupid.
The cash, buddy. It's the cash.
Just fucking delete it already!
Cookies and cash.
Now they're fucking... Who's blackout drunk tweeting, says Pat the Bagel Guy. Then we got an Eastside Dave show
tweeting.
With literally 30 exclamation points by Canuck. He calls himself DV underscore Canuck.
Canuck.
I mean, it's just no way to be treated when you're, well, let's be honest, one of the elite shows on Compound
Woo!
Media. That's the truth.
If I say so myself.
We're going to get out of here then, Roy Harder.
You sure, buddy?
Yeah, I'm sure. I got a couple phone calls to make. Some social media directors at Compound Media.
Listen, I got a couple phone calls to answer, buddy. I got a guy.
You know what?
I got a guy if you need a guy. You let me know if you need the guy, I give you the guy.
Plus 2 points for you, Fritzy.
Right, you got a guy.
You finally get some positive points.
I got a guy, you got a guy. You let me know, you
got
a guy.
I'm so angry.
Angry?
At everyone outside of this studio in the booth today. I'm awarding 2 points to every single person. Every single person gets 2 points. That's right. You're all winners today, baby. Everyone's going home a fucking winner. Woo! Roy, is it Nicky Panic?
Amen.
Nicky Panic, Roy.
Amen.
Roy, is it Nicky Panic? Stick the fucking
David, Jesus Christ, David.
Wait, but you won't be able to talk.
Just make your back work.
David, please. Please.
One more.
Yeah, I think I cut my... What's that thing back there that hangs in the thing? Esophagus?
Uvula.
The uvula. Big A, I cut my uvula.
It's the thingling.
We're going to have to call 911 as soon as the show's over, okay, buddy? Oh, I need an ambulance.
It's too close. You just don't put the scissor in your goddamn
mouth. Just make it panic.
No, David. Please, David.
Never hurt myself. You know why?
Why is that, buddy?
I love you. I love the East.
You're on antidepressants. That's why.
Oh, real quick, I did put in some spy tech gear in your bathroom.
Excellent.
And in your bedroom.
Oh shit!
Just to catch you changing. Does this make you panic?
Huh? Not quite yet.
And there are two police officers in plain clothes watching you at all times. Does it make you panic?
David.
Because they all know that you're a drug. Does it make you panic? Roy, does that make you panic? Does it make you panic, Roy? You're going to get arrested, Roy.
David.
You're going to get sent to Rikers, Roy.
David.
Does this make you panic?
Yes, I'm panicking.
Roy, oh, no! The champion of champions today. No one is better. You really are good at that game, man.
I was panicked.
All right, let's wrap it up.
Damn, it's been a real fine day. Damn, it's been a real fine day. Ain't got the blues, ain't got time for bad news. 'Cause damn, it's been a real fine day. Damn, it's been a real fine day. From Long Island to West LA. No need to worry, 'cause I ain't in no hurry. Damn, it's been a real fine day. There's a whole lot of trouble out in this world. Yeah, a whole lot of worry, whole lot of worry. Now that I had you come into my life, there's a whole lot of reason to say, damn, it's been a real fine day. Damn, it's been a real fine day. I got on my new shoes, ain't no way we're gonna lose. 'Cause damn, it's been a real fine day.